This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
It's interesting to note that in the last federal election, the NDP, Conservatives, and Liberals all promised to balance the budget, with the NDP and Conservatives saying they wouldn't run deficits, while the Liberals promised maximum deficits of $10 billion annually for 3 years, but back to a balanced budget in the fourth year. Now it's only the Conservatives who promised to balance the budget, and that's going to take 5 years. I mean, the Liberals don't even mention it anymore. Just another embarrassing relic of the Prime Minister's past to be ignored. Instead, their platform forecasts deficits averaging $20 billion annually over the next 4 years. Under the Green Party, I think the deficits will be higher. They're pretending that if they raise corporate income tax from 15 to 21%, 40% increase, that companies won't change where they operate and invest. That's just an example as to why former Parliamentary Budget Officer Kevin Page concluded the party failed to make, in quotes, realistic economic and fiscal assumptions. The NDP promises to increase both corporate and personal income taxes for people making over $210,000 per year. Plus, they promise to institute a wealth tax of 1% on anyone with $20 million in assets. Not income, assets. So, for say, if a business owner who grew from a small to a medium size of $20 million in assets, they're going to pay an additional $20,000 in taxes, regardless of their income or whether they borrowed the money to purchase equipment or warehouse space or other property that make up the assets. As the Parliamentary Budget Office said, projecting revenue from that kind of a wealth tax is highly problematic because people will move. They will rearrange their affairs, sell the assets to avoid the tax. And by the way, do you remember this? The last federal campaign, former NDP leader Thomas Mulcair said that taxing over 50% of someone's income is confiscation, not taxation. One thing that the parties don't tell you, though, is that raising taxes always hurts economic growth. It discourages innovation. All three levels do it, which is a big reason why, despite massive spending increases, a strong U.S. market for our goods and services, and a 30% discount on everything we sell to the States thanks to a weak loonie, Canada's economic growth is a C- at best. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.